Life Science Reading, March 31st, 2020, page 340 to page 343. Section title, Maintaining Stable Internal Conditions. The different organ systems work together and depend on one another. You can compare the functioning of an organism to the work it takes to put on a school play. A play needs actors, of course, but it also needs a director, someone to make the costumes, and people to sell tickets. Similarly, when a frog leaps into a pond, it uses its muscular and skeletal system to move its legs. But it also needs its nervous system to direct its legs to move. The frog's respiratory, digestive, and circulatory systems work together to give its muscles the energy they need. And the excretory system removes the waste produced while the muscles are hard at work. The organ systems in an organism work together to maintain homeostasis, the body's tendency to keep an internal balance. Homeostasis is the process by which an organism's internal environment is kept in equilibrium, or stable, in spite of changes in the external environment. Next textbook section, water balance. Water balance is an important part of maintaining homeostasis. All living things have ways of regulating the amount of water inside them. For example, some single-celled organisms have a structure called a contractile vacuole that removes excess water from the cell. An animal's kidneys regulate water balance by adjusting the amount of water in urine. Plants have tiny pores in their leaves that help control water balance. When the pores open, water leaves the plants. When the pores are closed, water stays inside. Next textbook section, maintaining temperature. To see homeostasis in action, all you have to do is take your temperature when the air is cold, then take it again in an overheated room. No matter what the temperature of the air around you, your internal body temperature will be close to 37 degrees Celsius, or 98 degrees Fahrenheit, if you are healthy. If you get sick, your body's equilibrium is disturbed, and your body temperature may rise. But when you get well again, your body's equilibrium is reestablished, and your body temperature is again close to 37 degrees Celsius, or 98 degrees Fahrenheit. When you perspire on a hot day, your body is responding to environmental conditions and helping itself maintain a stable body temperature. When perspiration evaporates, the liquid water becomes water vapor, which is a gas. In order for a liquid to become a gas, heat must be added to it. As the water in perspiration evaporates, it absorbs heat from your body. This removal of heat helps cool you down and enables your body to maintain a constant temperature. Other animals have different ways of maintaining body temperature. For example, dogs pant to help remove excess heat. Reptiles, such as lizards, warm their bodies by lying in the sun. Next textbook section, responding to stimuli. Your body has other ways of maintaining homeostasis. When your body needs food, your brain sends signals that make you feel hungry. When you eat, you maintain homeostasis by giving your body what it needs. When you reach for food to eat, your body is responding to stimuli. A stimulus, plural word stimuli, is something inside or outside an organism's body that causes the organism to react. An organism's response is the action or change in behavior that occurs as a result of the stimulus. Hunger is an internal stimulus, one that comes from inside your body. The sight of food, such as a juicy peach, is an external stimulus, one that comes from outside your body. Eating the peach is your response to both of those stimuli. All organisms respond to stimuli. For example, earthworms respond to a bright light by moving away from it. The leaves of many plants respond to light by growing toward it. Next textbook section, stress and homeostasis. The school play is about to begin. Nervously, you walk out on stage. Your heart is beating rapidly and your breathing quickens. Your body's reactions are signs of stress. Stress is the reaction of your body and mind to threatening, challenging, or disturbing events. Many things can act as stressors or events that cause stress. A snarling dog, an argument with a friend, or an upcoming oral report can all be stressors. Stress upsets homeostasis. Your body reacts in specific ways to this disruption of equilibrium. Next textbook section, physical responses to stress. Figure 6 shows what happens in your body within seconds after you experience stress. During this stage, which is called the alarm stage, your body releases a chemical called adrenaline into your bloodstream. Your bloodstream carries adrenaline to all parts of your body. Adrenaline acts as an internal stimulus that gives you a burst of energy and causes many other responses in your body. These changes prepare you to take quick action. Some of these responses are shown in Figure 6. The effects of adrenaline, which take only a few seconds, are dramatic. Your breathing quickens, sending more oxygen to your body cells to provide energy for your muscles. That extra oxygen gets to your cells rapidly because your heart begins to beat faster. The faster heartbeat increases the flow of blood to your muscles and some other organs. In contrast, less blood flows to your skin and digestive system so that more is available for your arms and legs. The pupils of your eyes become wider, allowing you to see better. Next section of textbook, fight or flight. The reactions caused by adrenaline are sometimes called the fight or flight response because they prepare you either to fight the stressor or to take flight and escape. These reactions occur with any stressor, whether it is a snarling dog or a social studies test. During the fight or flight response, body systems work together to respond to the stressor. For example, the respiratory system provides the extra oxygen, which your circulatory system delivers to the parts of your body that need it. Your muscular system, in turn, works with your skeletal system to help you move quickly. Next section of textbook, long-term stress. The alarm stage of stress only lasts for a short time. If the stress is over quickly, your body soon regains homeostasis. Some kinds of stressors, however, continue for a long time. Suppose, for example, you are stressed because you are moving to a new community. You cannot fight the stressor, and you cannot run away from it either. When a stressful situation does not go away quickly, your body cannot restore homeostasis. You may become tired, irritable, and have trouble getting along with others. No one can avoid stress entirely. When you are in a stressful situation, it is important that you recognize it and take action to deal with it, rather than pretending that the stressor doesn't exist. For example, if you move to a new community, you might join school activities to meet new friends. It is also important to discuss the situation with family members and friends.